Is Sylvia here today?
No, she's not in today.
Is she sick?
No, she's working from home today.
I wanted to talk to her to get her opinion on a file.
You can always send her an email.
Yeah, but I find that it's not the same. I'd rather speak to her in person.
You know, a little while ago, I had to consult her while she was at home, and it went really well. You can send her the document that you want to consult her about, and a little later you can give her a call. Really, it makes no difference whether she's here or not. Sometimes I even think that it's better.
What are you trying to say?
Well, the last time, I found that we really gained some time by teleworking, because she was able to get to know the file more quickly. There was nobody there to interrupt her. She called me with two or three questions to clear up a couple of points, and then she called me back to give me her opinion. I found that it was fast and, in a way, her opinion was more objective because it wasn't me who explained the file to her. She got to know the file in the same way a client does. I'm sure she wouldn't have had the same questions if we'd been face to face.
Yeah, but in my case, there are graphs and illustrations that I want to discuss with her. Frankly, I think that it'd be easier in person. Will she be in tomorrow?
I have no idea. Ask her by email.
Yeah, that's what I'll do. By the way, I don't want you to think that I'm against teleworking from time to time. In fact, I think it's an excellent idea.
It's interesting that you use the expression from time to time.
Well, I have to confess that it can sometimes cause problems. As a case in point, consider my graphs.
Well, as I was saying, I don't see your graphs as a problem. She can look at them at home in the same way that she would look at them here.